The Jackson County Blue Devils are set to open their 2021 playoff run. They will be playing against the sixth-ranked team in Class 3A Waverly. They'll play at Dixon County High School coming up on Friday night. Coach Sean Loftus is on the phone with us. Coach, Jackson County's first playoff appearance since 2017. How good does it feel to you and your team to be back in the postseason?
It feels wonderful. You know, these kids have you know, this group of seniors has worked, you know, for the last 3.5 years, and to get to this point in their career, and they have played a lot of football over their 4 years at the high school, and I'm just tickled for them and what they have done for, you know, our school and our community, and just hopefully it's a ride that they'll never forget.
What has this season been like for you, Coach Loftus? The changing in your rivalries, the move up to 3A. When you just kind of look at it top to bottom as a whole, what has this season really looked like for you as a coach?
Well, we knew coming in, you know, going into 3A and being put into the metro region, and even starting back whenever I was putting together the schedule, this is probably top to bottom the toughest schedule that we have played, and you know, even though we did get to play one game due to COVID, you know, the thing that I'll always remember this bunch by is just their resiliency and the motto of next man up, and just playing for one another and competing. You know, we talk about our roster all the time. You know, we're a small school, and we started out the year with 30 kids, and you know, we've had injuries here and there. We started out the season with a couple of kids banged up, but I can't say enough just you know, about the toughness of this group, and they really. I mean, we talked about this yesterday, you know, to the kids, and one of the most proud things, I guess, you know, as a coaching staff that we are of them is they really, you know, they just get behind one another, and they don't care who gets the job done or who may get their name in the lights or the paper, but, you know, they play for one another, and it's just that, you know, next snap mentality, and so that's the biggest thing that I can take away from this group.
I think it speaks very highly of your team, seeing what they have overcome this year, battling through the injuries, having the resiliency to go up against, as you mentioned, the toughest schedule that you've had during your time at Jackson County, and still coming out a playoff team. Coach, let's go back to last Friday night. We didn't get a chance really to recap the Stratford game, and I had to do a double take on the score to start with to see a 6-2 score there and a big win over Stratford, which got you the number 3 seed. Let's go back and review that game. What really stood out about the team to get such a tough, gritty, hard-fought win and earn that number 3 seed?
Yeah, I mean, it was a battle all night. I mean, they're an explosive team. They've got a real good quarterback. They throw the ball all over the place. Of course, they have athletes, you know, all over. You know, we tried to shut down. We knew that they were going to throw it. They really liked number one going into the game. And so we tried to kind of, I guess, gear our defense around stopping him catching the ball and wherever he lined up. But in order to do that, you know, we had to play our box and on our defense. You know, they had to play good and not allow the Stratford to run the ball. And I think, you know, when all in all said, I think we held them to 30 or 40 yards rushing, something like that. You know, the defensive mentality, I thought we played well. We hit, we ran with the football. They took, and this is a, you know, on one, you know, it's typically, you know, by Thursday, we hope, hey, the hay's in the barn and everything on it for a Friday night football game. But, you know, when you have one less day to prepare, I thought that, you know, they showed the maturity throughout the week and really understood the game plan and went out and executed, and even playing that game without one of our starters, our two-way starters, and probably our best cover guy in Drew Bernard, and our best receiver. He's got more balls than anybody this year on our team, and we played without him this year or last Thursday, and you know we scored there in the second quarter, and it was a golly, I don't know. Of course, they had a roughing the punter call against them, and it was about a 20-something play drive that ate up 8 or 9 minutes of the clock there in the second, and we score to go up 6-0. And then there late in the game, we actually took a safety and ran off like 19 seconds off the clock just by taking a safety.
Wow.
And getting, but ended up getting a stop there at the end, and just you know, our student body has been tremendous all year. To see them at the game, to see them out there cheering on their you know, their friends, and jumping around and having a good time, and our kids feeding off them, and but it was just an exciting moment for our program and, you know, for all the work that our kids put in this season.
We're speaking with Jackson County head football coach Sean Loftus here on UC Sports Nation. And, Coach, when you talk about adversity, I know Jackson County's had more than their share this year, but so has Waverly. The floods earlier this year, they've not been able to play on their home field. And, again, this game being moved to Dixon County High School. But still, this is a quality opponent. Both, like Jackson County, you know, Waverly's moving up to the 3A classification for the first time. What do you see from this team that you're really concerned about, know you're going to have to game plan for Friday night?
Well, I mean, it starts with their quarterback. He's, like I said, he's going to be the best kid, the best dual threat quarterback that we've seen all year. They have an explosive offense. They want to run the quarterback. They have a couple good receivers outside that can get vertical on you. So, you know, that's something that, you know, from a defensive standpoint, that we've got to make sure that, you know, we continue to do pretty good in. And that's, you know, just make the tackle or make the play and don't let anybody get over the top and let them have an explosive play. And then offensive, we just got to be ourselves. We got to grind out drives. We got to continue to ball control people. You know, and they're a well-coached football team. Like you said, I mean, they're new to the 3A. This is the first year playing 3A, you know, just like ourselves. And, you know, I think, you know, my kids, you know, we talk about not playing the scoreboard or looking at the scoreboard. We just talk about playing each play and doing what you're supposed to do and knowing what your job is and only doing your job. And, you know, so, but, you know, the Waverly kids, I mean, they're battle tested. Like you said, I mean, they played everything on the road this year, got to play, you know, what they considered a home football game at Nissan Stadium. You know, so we can kind of go back at that Monterey game, and you know, our kids don't really know anything about Waverly, but they know they know Monterey and know you know about those kids, and you know, and Waverly beating Monterey 19-14 in the game that, you know, if truth be told, I mean, you know, Monterey turns the ball over there late in the game inside the 15. And so, you know, that game right there, I feel like if there's any game on their schedule that we can look at and kind of see, okay, hey, you can look at all these scores and compare scores, but let's look at this game right here. And even though we know that Monterey's a good football team, we also know that, hey, you know, we can go out and play with this bunch as well, too.
Yeah, Jackson County's a good football team, too, and certainly I think Waverly's going to have their hands full. I look forward to a good matchup Friday night, Coach. Jackson County at Waverly in round one of the Class 3A state playoffs. And, hey, we're all cheering for you, Coach. You get out there and bring home that first playoff win since 2014. I know the kids have got to be fired up.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I just hope anybody is looking for a game to go to on Friday. I know it's a haul to Dixon County High School, but we'd love to have you out there cheering for the blue and white.
We wish you the best. Coach Sean Loftus of the Jackson County Blue Devils joining us on UC Sports Nation.